This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White, our visiting professor. We are your professors. Class is back after recess. And we are going to re-speak our questions here. I think I'm going to go with that. I like that re-speak.
Re-speak.
Kind of like when someone will say, I want to have speaks with you. You know, you ever heard that expression?
I haven't.
You haven't. All right.
I've heard of speakeasy. Is that from the 20s?
Yeah, that's from 1920s? The 20s where you go get booze during Prohibition, I think.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, speakeasy. All right. Go ahead and Kendra, give your questions again. We may do them one more time for our listeners, but let's go ahead and re-speak them.
Question number one. Herod the Great was famous for all of his many building projects. List three of them. What was the original meaning of the word bride? And list all of the planets in our solar system.
Good, good questions. I have two questions remaining. On July 1st, this country celebrated its 151st birthday. What country was it? And it is one of our neighbors here, one of the neighbors of America. My other question remaining, most of us are familiar with the wireless technology called Bluetooth. Where does the name Bluetooth come from?
I want to hear that answer.
Yeah. Here's what I've got.
You'll be shocked.
I'm curious.
This is odd.
How many baseball players are there on the field on a standard baseball team? Second question, a new one. Mike Tyson bit off part of the ear of a boxer in 1997. Name him. Mike Tyson bit off part of the ear of a boxer in 1997. Name that boxer.
The ear.
By the way, the reason that he did that was because this boxer, who is unnamed right now, had smeared Cocoa Puffs all over his skin, trying to keep mosquitoes away. And anyway, so.
He'd watched Hamlet, and he was saying, lend me your ear. And then I'll add another one. The Clio Award is an award given in what field? The Clio Award is
that
an
is
award given in what field?
I've heard of it, and I think I know the answer, but that's a good trivia question right there. All right, hey, listen, folks, we just want to take just a short trip down memory lane for those of you old enough or Disney-related enough to have seen this movie.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's good.
That's the name of the longest dead-end street in America.
That's right. It's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Actually, I would have had a hard time spelling let alone supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
But you can say it.
But I can say it, and I have been saying it since I was like in the fifth or sixth grade. I have a cousin who was older, and we all went to the movies to see this movie, and she had already seen it, and so she taught us how to say it, because it was pretty confusing having just seen it one time. And I can remember it since then.
Well, you got major props on the playground if you could. I mean, ended any argument. Oh, yeah? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's right. Nowadays, they pull out their guns in Chicago.
I just want to say a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
It sure does.
That's all I want to say.
Helps everything else go down, too.
Feed the birds.
Feed the birds.
Good moral lessons in Mary Bobbins.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. JJ, where are we headed?
Lydia, we're going to not Los Angeles, lower Alabama, but it's Louisiana. Everything with an L and an A.
Yes.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, Lydia. Have you had a wonderful summer?
I have.
It doesn't get hot in Louisiana, does it, in the summertime?
Oh, my goodness. It's been hot and humid, telling you.
Hey, I'll tell you how you can beat the heat. If you'll put some Cocoa Puffs in a blender. No, never mind about that. Hey,
you have to eat jackfruit.
Yeah. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to attempt both.
Which question do you want to answer?
I want to try the bride one.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
What was the original meaning of the word bride?
Does it mean to cook?
Yes, ma'am,
wow.
It does.
Wow.
All the feminists hate us for this one.
Wait, what? It means to cook?
To cook. It's from the Proto-Germanic verb meaning brut, or like to brew or to cook. And it was the young women daughter-in-law's role was to cook. So that became associated with bride.
Wow. You know how many feminist heads just exploded?
They did.
As they heard that? So, now, Lydia, how did you know that?
Well, I had looked it up a long time ago when I was getting married.
Okay.
And I said, that's something I need to work on before I get married.
Well, listen, now, it is not unusual for young ladies to become better cooks as they get older. So, I don't know. I don't know many that could claim to have been a good cook as they started, unless they got married later in life.
So the newlywed, like so many learning how to cook,
right?
They'd only been married a few weeks, and the groom came home, and she was in tears, and she said, I made supper and had it all right there, and she said, and the cat ate it, and she was boo-hooing. He said, honey, it's okay, we can get another cat.
I started laughing just as you started because... Yep, here we go. New topic, new joke from JJ. So.
Hey, Lydia, way to go. And pray for Kendra as she's about to be a helpmeat and a cook and
help
a companion.
Her as she cooks the meat.
Are you a good cook?
I'm an aspiring cook.
Aspiring, okay.
Good.
You'll do fine.
Lydia, what's your question for us?
Okay, it's going to be a Louisiana question.
Good.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, Mardi Gras typically consists of three dominant colors. What are those colors and what are their meanings?
Mardi Gras?
Purple is
purple
one.
And green, I feel like, are in there.
Purple and green and gold.
I bet you're right.
Is purple, green, and gold.
Are the colors
I should know this.
Are the colors right? Wow, JJ, very good. I wouldn't have been able to just pull the colors out.
And the meaning has to do with being hungover and throwing beads.
Throwing up in darkness.
No, you know what? I should know this because I'd never in my life heard of a king cake until my wife, who is from that area.
Got a little plastic baby
in the cake.
Yeah. But gold could be king.
I bet you it had to do something with religious terms back in the day. Tell us what it is, Lydia.
Okay. Purple usually represents justice. Green was faith, and gold was power.
Okay.
Wow.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
And thank you, JJ, for making me think about cake. I'd never heard of a king cake till about like 5 years ago.
Such a weird tradition, though.
Yes,
isn't it? It's unique.
Now, for those who don't know, probably like me from up north.
Right,
or
and me, I'd never heard of it.
Oh, okay, in Kentucky.
But
right.
People in lower Mississippi, Louisiana, it's just
well,
it's
just
common.
Explain what it was just.
I'm not real sure, except at a certain time, I guess during Mardi Gras, they have a king cake, which is a special cake. It's delicious. And then there was a little baby. You know, for many, many years,
baby.
A little plastic baby hidden in the cake, and whoever got the slice that had the baby in it, I think maybe it's good luck for the next year or something.
Yeah. Right.
But it's just as common, and they're like, well, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But if you're in a different part of the country, you know.
I thought it was associated with Easter and
well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you may be right. Like I say, I should know this. My wife's yelling at the radio, right? Not yelling, but giving me the answer because
yeah. –
She's from that part of the country. But I do know that it's delicious, and it seems like it's tied in with Mardi Gras. It might be Easter.
Well, yeah. I just knew it was tied into New Orleans somewhere.
That's
one
right.
One of those kind of things. I'm saying I just didn't even know that it had a little plastic baby, you know, tucked in there. And
It seems like over the last couple of years, they kind of stopped that because of the risk of choking or whatever.
No.
It kind of always goes back to trial lawyers
right?
at some point.
Everything goes back.
Tort reform. Hey, let's go to the phones. We're Mike from Mississippi. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
What part of Mississippi are you from?
Biloxi.
Okay, good. Help us with the king cake. Explain that to us.
Well, I understand it. My wife's from this part of the country. I'm from Georgia, but my understanding is the person that gets the baby and the king cake has to buy the next king cake.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's right.
Right.
Good luck.
They have to buy the next.
And it's your turn to buy the cake, right?
So how lucky are you if you have to shell out some money for the cake
the next
listen,
year,
right?
I just swallow the plastic baby and never let on.
Hey, Mike, is it Mardi Gras or is it Easter? I'm showing my ignorance and I should know
Mardi
the answer. Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Mardi Gras, yeah. Sure is.
Well, and it is delicious. King cake, very good. Paul's Pastry.
Yep.
A little shout out there. Hey, Mike, which one of these questions you want to answer? And do you want to answer or do both?
Well, I was getting a little worried because most all the ones I had, you already had answers to. But I do know one because I just heard it recently. It surprised me. It's the country that just celebrated their birthday.
All right. Hey, let me give the question again. On July 1st, this country celebrated its 151st birthday. Mike, what was it?
Canada,
that's correct. Good job on that.
Good job.
They're that young?
I was surprised they were just celebrating their birthday, but that's when they became, I think, an independent nation.
Yes. The reason I even included it was Fred Jackson, the week before the celebration, told me, he said, you ought to try this one, you know, which country on July 1st is celebrating. I think it was a Sunday maybe when he was asking. But I was out of town or something on that Friday, so I didn't get a chance to ask it. But I was surprised. 151st.
Yeah, so birthday. Canada just had a birthday, eh?
Yeah, that's right, eh?
Hey, Mike,
all right, good job.
What's your question for us?
Well, I didn't have much of a good question, but my wife came up with one, and it's kind of silly. She's going to laugh, which can make her happy and makes my day. But anyway, if FedEx was to combine with UPS, what would their new name be?
It would be Fed Up.
Yeah.
I figured JJ knew that one.
Yes, that's right.
I'd be with it anyway.
Hey, Mike, and you guys have the base there, the military base in Biloxi. We're so thankful. A lot of military families in that part of the country were thankful for the service there, service to our country.
Right, yeah. I'm retired Air Force, so.
Thank you, sir.
We have CB base here also in Gulfport, so we kind of boxed in. And then Pascagoula builds a lot of ships. So all along the coast here, it's a pretty patriotic place.
Yes, sir. Well, my wife is from Gulfport, so we get down there a couple times a year. Listen, thank you, Mike. God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Good. We're learning some stuff here.
We really are.
I didn't know that about whoever gets the baby has to buy the next king cake. And I can't imagine those things are cheap. You know, you don't just go down to the Kroger bakery, I don't guess.
Yeah.
And according to Wikipedia, it's associated with the Festival of Epiphany as the end of the Christmas season, as well as Mardi Gras. So I think it's probably nowadays more Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
But man, there's some colorful pictures.
What is the connection with polar bears? Because I know that's
well, the dumb ones get wandering into the forest.
They miss out on Mardi Gras and wind up in the forest.
Yeah. They're tempted into the forest with the cake.
And really, it's a polar bear walking down Bourbon Street. It's about the only thing that can clear that street. Of its revelers.
No, I'm going to say a polar bear walking down the street, nobody would even notice.
Oh, man. The people just throw beads at it?
Yeah. Here's John from Arkansas is up next. Hello, John.
How you doing?
We're having too much fun, John. You having a good summer?
Yeah, I'm noticing that you're having too much fun. Yeah. I listen to you as much as I can.
Yes, sir.
Bring us in.
I'm doing good.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I wanted to do both, but I wanted to ask one about the diet, but I still want to say what my answer was, because I think my answer was right.
Okay. The one about the bride?
Yeah, I want to get my answer anyway. I know it's not an answer to that.
Okay.
Before. It was the church.
Oh, the original meaning.
Yeah,
oh,
great. Okay. Great right. answer
All
there.
All of the women really appreciate that answer more so.
Yeah.
You're talking about the actual English word.
The English word.
Not the biblical meaning.
The bride of Christ. Great. Right. The church. Hey, John, which one of our questions you want to answer?
I thought this was a Bible station.
It is.
I want to ask one.
All right. What's your question for us?
In the New Testament, how many books of the New Testament does not end with amen? And can you name them?
Oh, okay. That's a great one. So most of the epistles, a lot of them end with amen. But A lot of the Gospels would not. I feel like Revelation ends with amen.
I think Revelation does.
So I would say Matthew probably does not.
He's saying how many do or how many don't?
How many do not end with amen?
Oh, man. I don't know. Do you, any of you guys have a guess?
I'm going to guess the Gospels and
I'm going to say 12, John. Just a guess.
No, I have no idea.
Well, I've searched it and searched it to try to make sure I didn't mess up, but it's 3.
Okay.
Only 3 don't? What are they?
And I think I just messed up because when she said Matthew. No, Matthew ends with amen.
It does.
It is 3 John, James, and the book of Acts.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. And,
all right.
With amen.
Thank you for that, John.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
John.
Weekend.
Appreciate that. Well, that's a great question. Those are kind of one of those words where you get to the end and you read it and you maybe just kind of gloss over it, but probably shouldn't be doing that.
As a Christian, accidentally end a sentence with amen because it felt right. Like you're on the phone with somebody and you're like, yeah, goodbye, okay, yeah, you're going to, yeah, amen.
Amen.
You know, and you're like, wait, no. It's a good way to end a book, isn't it?
Well, right. It is. All right, where do we go next?
Let's go to North Carolina. Hello, Claire.
Hello, how are you guys?
We are doing well.
Great.
How about you and yours?
Well, we are doing good, too. We're surviving the heat, but we've had a lot of blessings this summer, so we're thankful.
Terrific. Right, what part of North Carolina are you from?
We live in Fayetteville.
Terrific.
We are the home of the 82nd Airborne at Fort Bragg.
Wow.
We'll say to you what we said to our friends there in Biloxi. Thank you for being so patriotic. So many in your area who have served our country. So thank you for that.
Well, we thank you for saying that. And our son is a colonel in the Air Force.
Wow.
And he's stationed in Miami. So we're just very blessed.
Well,
do you ever get to
go down to Miami to visit? That sounds like a good place to go visit.
Well, he just moved from Falls Church, Virginia, to Miami. So we look forward to going down in the winter.
I don't blame you.
I like the way you think. Well, yeah, what a wonderful high rank there. He worked hard. He earned it. And what a blessing to serve our country and military families. We really, AFA, AFR, we really have the highest regard for military families. Claire, you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well, I want to answer the one about the planets.
Oh, wonderful. What are all of the planets in our solar system?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
I'm going to go ahead and accept that, even though Pluto is no longer considered a planet. Because
it's very controversial.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and accept that because you gave the correct answer first.
Now, do we do the way we do the vows and we say, and sometimes why?
Yeah,
we say,
and sometimes
Pluto.
I like that.
Sometimes Pluto.
I'm like her. I wondered if she's going to name Pluto because I would have as well.
I would have too.
Nine
planets in the solar system. It was 9 when it was a planet when we were growing up. And I just, frankly, want to know who in the world gave someone the right to just cast off Pluto.
Right.
I mean, do we vote on this or what?
I think Disney Channel had the rights and they contested it, so that's why it's no longer a...
Disney Channel has the rights to everything else, so might as well.
Claire, great job. Thank you so much. What's your question?
Thank you.
What's your question for us?
Well, I wish I had one today. We just happened to hear you while we were traveling. And, you know, I'm not smart enough to come up with this trivia question for you all, but I do want to say one thing to you. You just don't know how much joy you have brought to us, and we have told so many people about Trivia Friday. We laugh, and there's so much serious stuff going on, and we listen to American Family Radio all the time. But to have this break on Friday and just to laugh and enjoy you all and, of course, learn so much from Learning University, we just enjoy you. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you for your kind words,
yes.
Claire.
Laughter
really is good medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. God bless you, and you have safe travels there. Pray for traveling mercies for you and your family. And thank you again for listening to AFR. All right, let's go to Michaela. I hope I'm saying that right. Michaela in Texas. Hello, Michaela.
Hello.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
What part of Texas?
I am from Belton, Texas.
Okay.
That is just south of Waco. So if you know where Magnolia Silos is, I'm about an hour south.
Absolutely. And we just so excited about Chip and Joe and the new little baby, and what a blessing that show has been. And I love how they've included faith so much in their shows, and a great area. We love Waco and Temple and just all through there. Well,
they're awesome.
And Belton, you say?
Belton, yes,
terrific. Hey, listen, ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to answer, but all of the questions that I could answer are taken up. So I'm just going to ask today.
Go right ahead.
All right. So I kind of have a history question for y'all, World War II history question.
It is ready.
Oh, I don't know.
Fire away.
I'll do my best.
Where did the Jewish Holocaust originally come from? Where was it originally started?
Where were Jews first persecuted?
You mean like the first city or the first country or what?
First country.
The Jewish Holocaust. Okay. In World War II. And country-wise, I would say Poland.
Poland is what I was wondering about.
Yep. Pretty close. It actually started in Latvia and Lithuania.
Really?
In the Baltic.
Okay. Huh. All right.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and I.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, so Germany had control of those countries?
They did to some extent, but it actually, Hitler got his idea for the Holocaust from what was called the KGB, and that has to do with Russian Sovietism and communism.
Okay. All right.
Very
interesting. Okay, well, that is very interesting.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a great
y'all show.
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome.
Have a great weekend.
Did she say she grew up listening?
Yeah.
Wow.
That makes me feel old.
You know, the silo and the whole Chip and Joanne, you know who they were talking about.
Right.
The fixer-upper.
The Gaines. Mm-hmm.
And then for them to be at their peak, their popularity, the people that love them, Joe is just so charming and sweet,
right.
And Chip is such a nut, and everybody just felt like they knew their family. And you know, so people are traveling to Waco, hopefully to get to meet them, shop in the store. But then at the top of their game, they're like, you know what? You can't do everything well, and we want to invest in our family. So they walked away from the TV.
Yeah.
Not many athletes, not many politicians quit at the top. You know, they just sort of linger till it's pathetic.
Yes,
right. I mean, you can say that,
absolutely,
right? And
absolutely.
So for them to go out on top, boy, that's exciting.
It shows the value of family.
Yes.
And that they really make that a priority.
Hey, absolutely. Before we forget, we need to give the answers to all our questions that are remaining.
So I only have one remaining. Herod the Great, he had so many building projects. I would have accepted the Antonia Fortress, the Temple of Jerusalem, Masada, Caesarea Maritima.
Wow.
Many more
building projects. All right. Bluetooth. Where does the name Bluetooth come from? Comes from King Harald Bluetooth Gormson, who united Denmark and Norway in AD 958. When industry leaders were working on this, they wanted to unite the PC and cellular industries with a short-range wireless link. They used Bluetooth as a placeholder name until they could come up with something cool, and it stuck.
No.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
9 baseball players on the team. Mike Tyson bit off Evander Holyfield's part of his ear.
All right, folks. And now it's time for lunch, by the way. All right, more great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. We'll see you later.